All right, we're back with Dr. Brent Sharp. Always good to have him on board. Dr. Brent, hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great. Good morning, guys.
You were on, we've done this topic a little bit before. I'm glad you're going to do a follow-up today on robotic surgery. I remember when robotic surgery became kind of the fledgling technology for heart bypass. And I remember a doctor giving a seminar, or I spoke to a civic group on this, and a gentleman who had had open heart about 6 months earlier came up and went, "Now you're coming up with this? You couldn't have had this a year earlier." But technology does change quite a bit, and things update. And this is really, I guess to use a lame term, the wave of the future, and can make it a lot easier for people.
Absolutely. And you bring up an interesting point. When I was a third-year medical student, that would have been 1999, we had a little joke that the robot was a coat hanger, because it used to sit outside the room and covered up, and it got used very infrequently.
Wow.
And then in 2001, a urologist said, "Hey, I think I can use this for prostate." And this is a true story. And when the company, Intuitive, who makes the robot, used to sell the company or sell the device in the beginning, they used to have a little joke in their presentation, and that was, "We aimed for the heart, but we hit the prostate." And it really resonated with me this week, because I went to medical school to be a cardiologist.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah, there you go.
Is that right?
You end up getting to use the machine anyway.
I missed the mark a little bit myself, but hopefully that instills confidence in the patients. But
you could go into
telling the story.
Well, you could go get Dr. Brent and have something done in the urology department and come out with a heart healed. I mean, there's all kind of things to go see Dr. Brent. Love this.
So what you're telling me is, for folks who want to aspire to be a doctor, aim low?
Well, I'm going to say that medicine is an art, not a science. The public just does not realize the amount of things we use every day that were an absolute accident.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other one, obviously, is the Viagra drug. That's another urological mishap that turned into be a big deal. So
yeah, well,
it's kind of funny.
So when you move from doing it by hand, so to speak, the old fashioned way to robotics, what was the transition like for you, and how is that different for the patient in the end?
Well, I think first of all, for the patient, you know, being able to do it robotically drastically reduces their recovery, reduces pain, infection, blood loss. Cosmesis is better. You know, a lot of these times we can do prostates through a little incision, not much bigger than my thumb.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, you used to think that used to be, and when I trained in 2000 era, about a 5-inch incision.
Good grief.
We've gone from 5 inches to about an inch. Now, we've got multiple incisions, but just like if you had anything that you spread your incisions out over a large area, it's going to drastically reduce the recovery time. And like the second thing is, those secondary surgeries that people need sometimes because of big open incisions. You actually, you know, you're making a big incision, you're making a big defect that has to heal, and sometimes they don't heal properly and they can cause a hernia. Well, you drastically reduce that risk with robotic also. So it pays dividends on the beginning and on the end.
We're talking with Dr. Brent Sharp, Georgia Urology. As you know, you're going back to the coat hanger,
right,
kind of like our treadmills at
treadmills,
home.
Treadmills, yeah. There you go.
That's right.
but how about with not only technology, but with those who use it becoming more familiar, technology getting easier, they're seeing better results, patients getting more comfortable? Is that all funneling together to cause and create a better experience?
I think yes. Those of us who kind of started robotics in the beginning, you know, did have a little bit of a steeper learning curve, because we didn't have the training in residency, so you didn't have that time to have somebody mentor you. The mentors were being, you know, the pioneers, so, you know, they were still in their learning curve. So I think the educational programs have gotten better to make sure that people come out and know how to do these things efficiently and well. And for us as physicians, as we become more comfortable with the technology, we really can expand it. You know, for example, myself, or just take our practice, you know, I practice on thousands of these cases. So we have an enormous amount of experience in a few people, and we've talked multiple times about how volume matters. So those patients that are thinking they need open surgery should consider robotics, not always applicable, but most time it is. they should look for a surgeon that does a lot of them and frequently. So that has helped advance the technology, the growth, and also the application. So back to the physician, we then become more comfortable. So we then say, look, hey, I think I can do this surgery with this device. About 2 weeks ago, in a two-week span, I did four different types of operation on the robot, some kidney, some bladder, and some prostate. And they were very varied in their application and their, let's see, surgical technique. But yet this one device was able to reduce incisions by, you know, 90%.
Wow. That's amazing. It really is. It's great technology. And I am for fewer incisions. I'll just tell you.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Uh-huh. Anytime I can be
the less stainless steel you have in your diet, the better.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
I agree. It's not the mineral I was looking for.
But we appreciate you bringing this to our attention, and also that Georgia Urology is on the tip of this. You know,
you wanted to say cutting edge. Go ahead.
But I didn't. You did. But on the technological edge of this.
They're riding the wave. They certainly are.
There you go. Dr. Brent, how do people contact you through Georgia Urology? And go ahead and finish your comment.
Yeah, I was going to say, our group did the very first robotic in the state, and again, by far have probably the largest experience. Like I said, between, I think there's 8 to 10 of us, we've done, well over multiples of thousands of cases, and that number's, probably conservative at best. So if patients are interested, we have a website, georgiaurology.com. It's actually gaurology.com. And you can touch us that way. Our phone number to the office is 678-205-8387. If they've got an urgent need, we have that Stone hotline that we've talked about, 855-STONE-11. And if you don't have Stone, if you've got an urgent need, and that line will help you also.
Good stuff, Dr. Brent, as always. Thanks for being here today. Hope you have a great rest of the week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much, buddy.
And same here. I always learn a lot when he's on.
Yeah, the last robot you want is like that one on Lost in Space. Danger.
Yeah. That's also the last thing you want to hear when they wheel the robot in.
Though that robot was smarter than most everybody else on that show.
That is very true, and could have gotten them out of there if they'd only listened to it.